From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Iran's supreme leader formally approved the second-term presidency of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad today after a disputed election that leading reformists say was rigged to ensure the incumbent's victory. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei also demanded an end to protests during which at least 20 people were killed. The military says it has found the remains of an American pilot shot down in Iraq the first night of the first Gulf War. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Captain Michael Scott Spiker was shot down on January 17th in 1991 during a combat mission. Then Defense Secretary Dick Cheney declared him dead hours later. But there's been confusion about his fate, from military promotions while he was missing to a 1995 search of the crash site in Iraq's Anbar province that turned up no remains. Florida Senator Bill Nelson, who pushed the Navy to continue the search, says it has been tough for Spiker's family.
Well, the family takes this news as bittersweet news. It's sad for them.
But Nelson says the family welcomes a conclusion to all of the years of wondering if Spiker was alive. The military says it found the remains after acting on a tip from a civilian that Bedouins found Spiker dead and buried his body. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The administration is set to suspend the government's popular Cash for Clunkers auto trade-in program after tomorrow unless the Senate moves quickly to approve $2 billion in additional funding, as the House did last week. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told NPR News he is confident the Senate will approve the money.
This has been a wildly popular program, and I can't even conceive that the majority of the Senate would not be hearing from their constituents who are going to be customers or are already customers or will be customers this week in showrooms all over America.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says taming federal deficits are key to the economic recovery and is the top priority for the Obama administration, NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The federal deficit is now more than $1 trillion. Secretary Geithner says that in order for a full economic recovery, future deficits have to be reined in. Whether that could eventually lead the Obama administration to consider tax hikes, Geithner wouldn't say.
We can't make these judgments yet about exactly what it's going to take and how we're going to get there.
The Treasury Secretary made the comment on ABC's This Week. Geithner also said the administration supports extending unemployment insurance because employers are not hiring back workers as quickly as anticipated. The economic stimulus package earlier this year had already extended the program. But still, more than 1.5 million Americans will have used up their benefit by the end of this year. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Japanese stock prices remain flat today. The Nikkei average lost 4 points, or less than 0.1%, and oil prices jumped above $70 a barrel in Asia. This is NPR News. The week ahead will provide important readings on the economy that could either validate or disappoint hopes for recovery. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
This is the last full week before Federal Reserve policymakers gather to reassess economic conditions. So incoming data will get a close look, starting today with the Institute for Supply Management's Manufacturing Index, the first major national reading on July. And automakers post their July sales. Tomorrow, the Commerce Department's personal income and spending report will show the pace of consumer spending in June. Wednesday, the department will estimate factory orders, and the ISM will release results of its survey of corporate purchasing managers in non-manufacturing industries. Thursday, leading retailers' July sales will provide a more recent spending gauge. Most anxiously awaited is Friday's Labor Department report, which is expected to show a further rise in unemployment last month. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
A jury in Alexandria, Virginia, resumes deliberations today in the corruption trial of former Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson. 2 days of deliberations in the case did not produce a verdict, and the jury has had the weekend off. Jefferson, a Democrat who represented parts of New Orleans, is accused of receiving more than $400,000 in bribes and soliciting millions more in exchange for using his influence to broker business deals in Africa. Jefferson's attorneys say he was acting as a private business consultant and his actions did not constitute bribery under federal law. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.